Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. In partnership with the University of Missouri St. Louis, we are broadcasting today from the Lee Theater at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center at UMSL, where the two major candidates for St. Louis County Executive are meeting to debate the issues. They are Republican State Representative Rick Stream and Democratic St. Louis County Councilman Steve Stenger. I'm Don Marsh. I'll be moderating the discussion in which Messrs. Stenger and Stream will take questions from St. Louis Public Radio reporters Joe Manis and Jason Rosenbaum, our studio audience, and from listeners at home who've emailed and tweeted their questions. The ground rules are simple. The two candidates will each make two-minute opening statements and 90-second closing comments. There will be no clock on the response to questions, but we are asking the candidates to keep response length reasonable. My job will be to keep them on track and to ensure that each candidate has an equal amount of time to answer the questions. Gentlemen, please resist any temptation to ramble. Please. We have flipped a coin to determine who will begin the discussion. Mr. Stenger will begin.
Thank you. May I proceed?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. I'd like to thank the University of Missouri St. Louis, my alma mater, and St. Louis Public Radio for hosting and holding this debate. Our county is at a crossroads, and there will be change in November. There are sharp contrasts between my opponent and me. My approach and record demonstrates leadership that unites and moves us forward as a county together. My opponent's leadership record has negatively impacted our county already and will continue to do so. We need common sense policies that move us forward and not the right-wing Tea Party agenda that my opponent has supported. While in the State House, Rick Stream, with respect to public safety, voted for nullification of all of our federal gun laws, voted to criminalize enforcement of our federal gun laws in St. Louis County, which would end background checks and allow felons to purchase guns and carry firearms. He voted for open carry of firearms in St. Louis County, even over the objection of our municipalities and our police, and voted to arm our teachers in St. Louis County. He failed to fund education while budget chairman for 5 years by hundreds of millions of dollars, while he gave nearly $1 billion in tax cuts for the wealthiest. He cut senior programs like Circuit Breaker and Head Start for our children. He moved to actually cut the minimum wage, greatly impacting St. Louis Countyans. He voted against expansion of Medicaid, leaving 260,000 uninsured, 30,000 of those St. Louis Countyans, and just yesterday called that welfare. He voted for voter ID laws 5 times that would disenfranchise hundreds of thousands and was a leader of the birther movement in Missouri. I offer a different direction for St. Louis County. As a husband and a new father and a CPA, I will make county government accountable again and give St. Louis County the fresh start it deserves. With 20 years of accounting experience, I know that fiscal responsibility does not mean balancing the budget on the backs of working people. It means cutting the waste and abuse of our tax dollars and cracking down on corruption and investing wisely in our shared priorities like public safety, education, job creation for all, and economic development for all. Thank you, and I look forward to the debate.
Mr. Stream?
Well, thank you for public radio for hosting this, and of course, UMSL is my alma mater too. And I thank all of you for being here today because it shows that you're interested in this race, which is the most important race in the state of Missouri. I am running for St. Louis County Executive because I want to improve the quality of life for all of the residents of St. Louis County to make this a better place to live, work, and play, so that our children and our grandchildren can have a bright future. I've lived in St. Louis County all of my life, except while I served in the Navy. I'm the second oldest of 8 children. When I was 14, my father passed away suddenly. Our family had no money or no insurance, but we worked. I worked full-time through high school and college to support my family and my mother. I went to Merrimack Community College and then graduated from UMSL in 1971. I went in the Navy for 4 years. I was commissioned a naval officer in 1972. Upon discharge, I went to work for the Department of Defense as a budget and project manager for 30 years. I was on the Kirkwood School Board for 12 years, president 2 of those years. In the last 8 years, I've been in the legislature, and I've been in leadership positions and chairman of the Budget Committee. This election is all about job creation in St. Louis County. We have to bring jobs back to St. Louis County. We have lost 59,000 jobs in the last 10 years, net jobs lost. That's more than every seat in Busch Stadium plus 12,000 more. Those jobs are gone. We have to reverse that trend and bring jobs back. We have to improve the quality of education in our county so that every child, no matter where they live, has access to a high-quality education, because education is the solution for our children to get a better future. We have to restore confidence in our county government. Right now, you've got an inept, unprofessional county government that is dishonest in many respects. We have to restore pride and professionalism back into county government and make it work for the people and for the businesses of St. Louis County.
Thank you very much, gentlemen. Let's begin with the questions from Joe Manis and Jason Rosenbaum. And Jason, we'll start with you.
Since Michael Brown's death, some African-American St. Louis County residents have come forward and talked about how they've been disrespected, denigrated, and made into second-class citizens by law enforcement. As St. Louis County Executive, what would you do to resolve this divide between a great portion of the county's population and law enforcement?
You're directing that question to whom?
Both of them.
Mr. Stream, why don't you start?
Okay. I'll go first. The death of Michael Brown is a terrible tragedy, first for his family. As a father who lost an 18-year-old daughter 19 years ago, I understand what the family is going through. It's a terrible, terrible, terrible time for that family, and I continue to pray for his family. I think that the Ferguson situation is a result of a lack of leadership in St. Louis County for many years. It didn't just happen. We've got joblessness throughout our county, especially in North County. We've got schools that are not performing well, especially in North County. This has led to hopelessness for a lot of people. And I think we need to address those problems as we move forward. I have worked very hard in the legislature with members of both parties, especially in the African-American community. I've worked on budget issues to put in the budget funding for the schools in North County, for budget items, for programs in North County, for prisoner reentry programs. I have restored funding over the governor's veto for programs in North County. I've worked on the education bill that would have protected Normandy and Riverview Gardens school districts. I carried that bill in the Missouri House and got it passed. The governor vetoed it, and we didn't have the votes to override it. But I carried that bill because I understood, with 35 years of volunteer work in the Kirkwood schools and being on the school board, I understood that education for all children is a vital priority.
Thank you very much, Mr. Stanger.
Yes. Well, I think everyone would agree, we all agree, that the events in early August in Ferguson were a true tragedy for all of us. And we need to move forward, and we need to move forward together from those events and address the underlying issues. For some time now, I've been putting together a plan even before the general election and even before the primary election. And it involves an Office of Community Empowerment in St. Louis County, basically a reorganization of county government with no cost to the budget, a reorganization of county government to focus our resources on addressing many of the issues that we've seen arise. The Office of Community Empowerment, as I see it, would address issues related to transportation, to health, to our Children's Services Fund, and to our Economic Development Department. It would marshal all of those resources and focus its efforts all over the county, but in our primarily in our areas of poverty. We have two such areas of extreme poverty by federal statistics, and those areas are areas where 40% of the population or more live below the poverty level. And the Office of Community Empowerment would focus on those areas. Now, there's I believe, a moral imperative to do that, but I also believe that there is a real economic imperative to do that for all of St. Louis County. And when I talk about marshaling our resources in those areas, we have a Children's Services Fund that has $80 million sitting in it, and this is a fund that is dedicated to helping children. And children in poverty really are hit by poverty the hardest. And we have a Children's Services Fund that can address many of the issues related for children 0 to 19 years of age. $80 million is sitting in this fund. There are 7 appointments that will be open for the next county executive in January. And those appointments have to be made thoughtfully so that the money, this is one of those funds where we're we're excited about getting the money out into the community that needs it and the community members who need it. It's a fund that is designed to be spent down, and it's replenished with about $3.5 million each month. So within the first 100 days of my administration, I would form an Office of Community Empowerment. And one of its main focuses would be that Children's Services Fund to get resources to children and to end the cycle of poverty through this fund. Well, I should say assist in the ending of the cycle of poverty through this fund. And it can be of great assistance to St. Louis County.
Thank you, Mr. Stenger. And Joe Manis, the next question belongs to you.
Yes, since the beginning, peaceful protests have been accompanied at times by vandalism and even some incidents of violence. As county executive, how would you handle the competing aims of freedom of speech and safety?
Well, you know, and those are balances that must be struck, and there is a balance there. I think what the next county executive is going to need to demonstrate is hands-on leadership, being there on the ground, monitoring things daily. You know, from my position as county councilman, you know, it's difficult to do that and to step into that void for numerous reasons because you don't have the authority that you need to handle that situation. But in the situation that we had in the days following August 9th, I think that one of the things that probably should have happened is there should have been a state of emergency declared in St. Louis County. And when that happens, the county executive can step into the void and actually have a much greater role in the management of the police department. And a balance does need to be struck. And that balance, you know, we're trying to balance the safety of the individuals that are protesting. We're trying to balance their constitutional rights, of course. And we're also trying to keep safe the police officers who are handling that situation. So there are a number of things that and balances that need to be struck. And communication, I think, is the key, you know, speaking to everyone that it's involved. And I think even before you get there, you have to be proactive. And what my plans would be and what I've already begun to do is meet with community leaders, both faith leaders, our representatives at all levels of elected offices. And I've begun to conference with them and talk with them about basically a pledge for peace as we move forward with our protests. And many have signed on board. I met in front of the county council offices last Friday, and we made a call knowing that there were going to be protests in this last weekend. We made a call for peace, and I was joined by Reverend Tommy Pearson. I was joined by Leslie Broadnax, who had run an unsuccessful primary against Bob McCullough. I was joined by Betty Thompson and other faith leaders as well.
Mr. Stenger, I want to pass the microphone along to your rival here to give him a chance to respond as well.
Yeah, I thought that Steve was a member of the Senate there. He was filibustering so long that I practically forgot what the question was. No, I do remember. It's about peaceful protests and freedom of speech. You know, when I went in the Navy, as every member of the military does when they go into the military, they take an oath to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States of America. And that includes the Bill of Rights. And the First Amendment, of course, is freedom of religion, speech, press, assembly, and petition. And so speech and petition and assembly are right there. And people have the right for peaceful protests. Now, they do not have the right to vandalize or to attack the police departments or anything like that, but they have the right to peaceful protests. And that's what I think most of this has been, of course. I think in answer to the question of what we could have done or should have done, you know, this is, again, goes back to my original point about you've got a lot of people who feel like there's no hope. There are no jobs. There's not a good education system for a lot of these children. They're struggling. The families are struggling, and they need somebody there that will advocate for them. Now, I have worked for 20 years in Meacham Park in Kirkwood, which is the African-American community in Kirkwood, as a volunteer. And in the legislature, I worked across the aisle with Democrats and African-Americans for their interests. Since I filed in March, I've been up in North County many, many times. And since the primary, almost every single day, I've been in North County speaking to people, listening primarily, listening to the people in North County about what their concerns are. and what their desires are. And I think that I've got the resume, I've got the experience, I know how to meet with people, I've got an open door, and I listen. And that's what's needed as county executive.
Let's leave it at that and go back to the questioners, and Jason Rosenbaum will return to you.
Yeah, I want to kind of continue on economic development, because while St. Louis County is arguably one of the biggest economic drivers in the state, there are parts of the county which are economically languishing. And while this was alluded to earlier, I'd like to know some specifics about how you're going to make life better for a lot of people who live in communities north, south, east, and west in the county that have struggled over the last 10, 20, 30 years. This is for both candidates.
All right. Let me ask you, please, to direct a question to a specific candidate, and then we'll go to the other one, rather than fighting it out here on stage.
I'll give this to Representative Stream first.
All right. Good.
Thank you. I think what we have to do is create a climate in St. Louis County where business can grow. And I don't think that's happening right now. We have to keep taxes low. We have to remove the unnecessary and burdensome rules and regulations that are stifling private sector job growth. We have to shorten the permitting process. Again, if we create a climate where business wants to come into St. Louis County, it wants to grow, create jobs, so that people can be hired and take care of their families, their communities, and their schools. That's what we want. Right now in St. Louis County, we don't have that. As I said before, we've lost 59,000 net jobs in the last 10 years. Businesses are moving out of St. Louis County because they don't feel it's a friendly place to work and grow. So we have to change that climate. And when we do that, we signal to the nation and to the world that St. Louis County is a place to come back and work. And establish their business and create jobs. So those are the major things that we can do. And frankly, in the legislature, that's what we've tried to do. The 8 years I've been up there, we've passed the Quality Jobs Act and the Missouri Works Act, which have created for tens of thousands of new jobs and 6,000 new jobs in St. Louis County alone because of the legislation that we've passed, creating a climate where business wants to come in and establish itself. The Boeing announcement last week of 700 new jobs was a direct result of the legislation that we passed last December. It was a bipartisan effort between the Democrats and the Republicans in the legislature and the governor to get this legislation passed. That's the type of effort that is needed in St. Louis County. Clearly, business doesn't feel that it's very friendly. And frankly, it's because of the rules and regulations and the permits. Large companies can survive. It's the small and medium-sized companies that we need to help. There's a lot of entrepreneurial spirit in St. Louis County from our young people coming out of high school and college. We need to encourage their growth.
Mr. Stanger?
Well, first I'd like to address the recent Boeing jobs. And, of course, I think that it was in part due to the work that we did in St. Louis County as well to bring the larger Boeing package here. But it goes far beyond creating a climate. I think that the next county executive, and I think creating a business-friendly climate is extraordinarily important, but it goes far beyond that. I think that the next county executive has to have the level of engagement necessary for the job. And within the first 100 days in my administration, the first thing we're going to do is identify industries that we want to bring to St. Louis County, and then companies within those industries, and determine the infrastructure that those companies need in order to perform. Some months ago, I talked about Google Fiber and how we had lost Google Fiber to Kansas City because of a failure of cooperation among local governments. And that was a major loss. Google spent $70 million in Kansas City and installed a high-speed data transmission network that is absolutely essential for business development and for the industries of the future. So that kind of infrastructure is very important all over the county in order to bring jobs to all areas of the county. And then the next county executive is also going to have to really have the gumption to leave St. Louis and bring companies to St. Louis. I've already begun some of that work already. I met with a company just three weeks ago in my office that would like to locate in St. Louis County. And they told me that they would like to locate in an area that is perhaps disadvantaged and depressed. They'd like to move in. They'd like a five-acre footprint, and they'd like to put up a structure, a building, and a facility that does hydroponic fish farming and hydroponic farming. and then they have a market that's associated with it. This business alone would bring in about 300 jobs, ranging from $33,000 to about $140,000 for the top spots. And it's that kind of economic development, sometimes base hits, sometimes home runs. We certainly love to see the new jobs from Boeing, absolutely, and we need to see more of that. But it's also about thoughtful economic development in all areas of the county, and certainly fostering a climate to do that. I also had proposed, and I will do within the first 100 days.
Let me stop you there, because we're beginning to do that rambling I was talking about. It's an important issue, to be sure, but I want to keep you both on track on this.
Certainly.
So let's return to the questions and to Joe Menes.
Okay. The institutions of county government, including the prosecutor's office and the police, have lost the confidence of many people. And, of course, the county executive and the county council does have control over both those entities' budgets. What would you do as county executive to rebuild residents' confidence in their government? And I direct that to Mr. Stanger first.
Sure. You know, first I'd like to start with the police department. And some of this I've already begun. And I can talk a little bit about that. Now I'll talk a little bit about
it. A little bit is a good thing.
Okay.
Yes.
So our current police department has a makeup that is about 11% minority department-wide. And I think that in the future we need to have a more representative police department for the community. And ways to do that would be through recruitment. We've heard that, I think we've read numerous news stories where the police department is having difficulty with recruitment. But we already do have certain institutions within the police department that would make that much easier, and that would be the Explorers Program, cultivating relationships among young people and minorities to come into the police department. We also have simple things like school resource officers that can begin the process of talking to kids about careers in the police department and career days where those officers can easily attend. You know, and we recently made a major change in the St. Louis County Police Department, and that was we had a command staff that had four, had one African-American lieutenant colonel, and through conversations, through, you know, sometimes intense conversations, but conversations with the command staff and with the police chief, we now have five lieutenant colonels, and we now have two African-American lieutenant colonels. So we started there with 40% minority participation, and I think that that should happen throughout the entire department, a much greater level of minority participation. With respect to the police board, I have excellent relationships with our police board. We currently have 40% minority participation on the police board, which is a great thing. And we have a police board that is mindful of racial profiling and will continue to be mindful of racial profiling. So before I ramble, I'll stop.
Thank you so much, Mr. Stream.
Well, thank you. I think it's important to recognize that the police departments, the county police department does a very good job throughout the county. There are certainly some issues of policing that you know, we need to address. But I think the whole issue is that if the police are out in the community, community policing is very important. They get in the community. I've been to pockets around North County that where the police are very highly respected and liked. That's because they're in the community. And I think the more they're in the community, the better it's going to be for not only the residents, but, of course, the police, too. I think part of the problem we have is recruitment. And I've talked to many of the representatives, elected representatives in North County about this and how we can improve recruitment of African Americans into the police departments, which is a difficult thing right now because there's this mindset that, you know, they're not liked. But I think getting into the schools early, way down into the elementary and middle school years, and explaining to the students what is needed to be a police officer, as well as other occupations, but just a police officer, here's what you have to do to get to that point. But that's going to take a little while. I think right away what we can do is use a resource that is readily available, and that's people who are coming out of the military, who have already had the experience and the maturity to become police officers, and get them into programs that would allow them to become police officers. We need proper training. There's no question about it. We have 90 municipalities, 60 police departments. The county police force runs some of those areas, but I think we can include a lot more training in our police departments so that the people will feel secure and feel confident that the police departments are protecting them, too.
Thank you, Mr. Stream. We're going to take a break now. We'll do that and then come back and continue our discussion, our debate with the two candidates for St. Louis County Executive, Rick Stream and Steve Stenger. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Welcome back to the Lee Theater at the Two Hill Performing Arts Center at the University of Missouri-St. Louis, where we will continue our debate between the candidates for county executive in St. Louis County, Steve Stenger and Rick Stream. I'm going to begin with a question from our audience. It's a big question, but again, we'll encourage short answers as best we can. The question is, how do you feel about a merger between St. Louis County and St. Louis City governments? And we'll start with you, Rick Stream.
Okay. The merger or reunification, whichever term you want to use, I'm opposed to it because I don't think it's the right solution for the problems that we have in St. Louis County. We've got joblessness, as I pointed out before, 59,000 net jobs have left the county in the last 10 years. We have an education system that's not working for many of our students in certain municipalities. We've got a government that it's being run incompetently, unprofessionally, and there's a lot of waste, fraud, and abuse in our government. A merger doesn't solve any of those problems, okay? It doesn't bring jobs back. It doesn't improve our education system. It doesn't improve our county government. I know some people are talking about it at high levels, but frankly, the people don't want it, and I don't think they want it because they don't trust the politicians in the county government to do it properly. So are there places where we can merge services between the city and county? Where it makes sense to do that, save taxpayer dollars, and provide better, more efficient service, yes, we'll definitely take a look at those. I'm all in favor of saving taxpayer dollars and getting better services. So we'll look at that. One of the areas that we could have saved some money in the county government the last few years is when the crime lab was built by the county at a cost of $5 million. There was a city crime lab nearby that we could have merged, perhaps, and save the county taxpayers a lot of money. When there are options like that, I'm going to take a look at that because we need to save money, we need to provide better services, and but overall merger is not the answer.
Steve Stenger?
Yeah, and Rick may not know this, but we actually do already share services with the St. Louis City Crime Lab. But with respect to the issue of merger or consolidation or a joining of the city and the county, I think we need to take an analytical approach. And frankly, right now, there really hasn't been a definitive proposal that's been made. But as those proposals arise, my position is I'm going to take a look at those proposals and analyze them. I think that we owe that to St. Louis countyans. It is a county of 1 million people. It's a major decision. We need to analyze the quantitative and the qualitative impacts on all of our lives. And I think in any event, it needs to be decided of a vote of the people of St. Louis County and St. Louis City. And I'll have to say that Rick Stream voted for House Joint Resolution number 25. And in that resolution, it said that if we can't take care of it locally, that he and the rest of the state legislature would take that control away from us and actually vote on it essentially by a statewide vote. And in conjunction with that, he also took $100,000 just recently from the major proponent of a city-county merger. So you know, I think that causes some questions.
Yes, Mr. Stream would like to respond. Let's give him the opportunity to do so.
Again, false and misleading charges, as was in the opening statement, completely false and misleading charges. The House concurrent resolution did not do anything as he described. It basically set up a governance panel to look at the county government and how we were spending taxpayer dollars. It had nothing to do with merging the city and the county. It was basically just to look at how taxpayer dollars were being spent and the governance within St. Louis County. So to say that is just completely wrong. And actually, you know, receiving money from people, no matter who they are, that means that they support who I am and what I stand for. It doesn't mean that I support what they stand for.
Would you like to respond to that, Mr. Stanley?
I just think that $100,000 is an awful lot of money, and if anyone would like to see the concurrent resolution, the joint resolution, it's certainly available in anybody's search engine to take a look at that, and it clearly addresses city-county merger, and it clearly says that the state would take that function away.
Back to the questioners. Jason Rosenbaum, go ahead.
Well, kind of piggybacking on that topic, one of the things that kind of goes part and parcel with the city-county merger discussion is the amount of municipalities St. Louis County has. And this is a question that we got multiple times from our Public Insight Network. I'd be curious whether you see the amount of municipalities around 90 as a positive or negative thing for the county, and whether you would do anything as county executive in a leadership role to either streamline services between the municipalities or potentially consolidate or disincorporate some of them.
To whom is that addressed?
I will address that to Councilman Stanger first.
Certainly. Yes. I mean, we can't get beyond the fact that we have 90 municipalities. And I think we've seen recently just what the sheer number of municipalities and what some of the smaller municipalities, without resources, what that can lead to in certain cases, such as in the situation in Ferguson. So there are definite negatives to having 90 municipalities. And I think what we've been lacking is real leadership, because St. Louis County has a budget of about $626 million. And with that budget also comes a great deal of infrastructure support in municipalities. So the county executive has a bully pulpit upon which to stand. So I believe strongly in building efficiencies between our municipalities, and some of that is going on now. We've seen it in recent years, and I'm in full support of this and have been extremely supportive on the council of it. We've been taking over the policing function for many of our municipalities. And our police department is really an excellent police department. It has an accreditation that very few have with the CALEA accreditation, and does a very good job. And in these smaller municipalities that you're talking about, the introduction of the St. Louis County Police Department would be a very good thing. And then we also see, and we also would like to see more of, sharing of resources and building efficiencies between those very small local governments.
Mr. Stream?
Yeah, it's hard to turn the clock back and reduce the number of municipalities. And those municipalities were set up because people wanted their government close to them. So unless the people in those municipalities decide they want to combine services or combine their governments, that's a vote that they're going to have to take. Now, we can encourage them through cost savings and shared services that they can do that. For instance, there's an issue out there that is very serious for a lot of people, and that's some municipalities set up speed traps and issue tickets by the thousands to people who are driving through their municipalities, and they're basically fleecing people on these speed traps. That's going to end under my administration. We're going to get legislation passed to cap that and end that practice. And if there's we're going to do audits, the compliance audits, to make sure that they don't charge more than they should. And that money would go then to education. So I think there's a lot of areas where the county municipalities or in municipalities in the county can share services, can combine if they want, but those are going to have to be decisions of the people. There are already examples where we do this in all parts of the county.
Just a quick follow-up to that. Speed traps are one thing. These fines and fees that stem from things other than traffic violations are excessive in most cases. Most people would agree with that. Is there any leverage the county can bring to bear at all to stabilize that situation? Very quick answer to you, and then I'll put the same thing to Mr. Stanger.
Well, I think there is. I mean, the county executive can be in the bully pulpit to encourage these municipalities to stop this. Also, I've talked with the Arch City Defenders about the whole issue of warrants and people being going to jail because they can't pay their traffic fines. And I have already worked with them to try to get that stopped. Worked with the Missouri Supreme Court Chief Justice on this to get that practice stopped, so that if you don't have the money, you cannot go to jail if you on traffic tickets alone.
Steve Stanger.
Well, the county executive doesn't have any direct line authority, but the county executive does have the bully pulpit on such issues. And there's currently underway an examination of Supreme Court Rule 37, which governs municipalities. So we have an opportunity there on a statewide level to affect all municipalities throughout the state, and I will be a major proponent of affecting that. We have an ability to pay ordinance in St. Louis County, and that ability to pay ordinance is very important for people who can't afford to pay. And we need to make sure within St. Louis County and and you know, St. Louis County proper and the municipalities, that that ability to pay ordinance is being it's being implemented wherever it can be. I also have a follow-up question, if I can, with respect to municipalities, since I was so short with my answer.
Not of me, I hope.
Well, no, but of Mr. Stream, and it relates directly to municipalities, and I think it's an issue of great importance. Recently, Rick Stream voted to allow open carry of firearms throughout the state of Missouri, and with respect to municipalities, that law would ban and it would prohibit municipalities from stopping that practice. And I just think in light of recent events, I think that that's a significant issue. It's not something that I'm certainly in favor of. And I'd like to hear Mr. Stream's position on that with respect to municipalities. Shouldn't municipalities have to allow open carry?
Go ahead, Mr. Stream.
That law was passed by the legislature with overwhelming bipartisan support, and I stand by it.
All right, Joe Manis.
Okay. All right. Both of you have emphasized issues in your ads and in your campaign that aren't directly under the purview of the St. Louis County Executive. Representative Stream has talked a lot about public education. The County Executive has no direct role over public education. Councilman Stanger's ads cite reproductive rights. My question to each of you, and I'd like to start with Representative Stream, is what would you do as county executive to advance these issues since, I mean, in your case, it'd be education, when you have no direct control over it? And why do you have those in your ads?
Well, I think it's important. Education is a very important issue for St. Louis County. It's right up there with job creation. If we don't have education, access to high-quality education for every student, our county is going to suffer, because the kids are going to suffer and the communities within the county are going to suffer. We need to have access to high-quality education for every one of our students. That's what I've worked for 35 years as a volunteer in the school system. That's what I worked for in the legislature with the student transfer bill to provide access to high-quality education for every one of our students. And I think even though the county executive doesn't have direct control over the school districts, the county executive can be an advocate for the children in those school districts. He can be up there in the school districts working with the superintendents for wraparound services through the Children's Service Fund or other funding mechanisms within the county budget. He can be there working for the students. In addition, I'll have a direct line into the legislature working with John Deal, who will be the Speaker of the House, and the Senate President, Tom Dempsey, on education matters. They understand that education is very important for St. Louis County because we are the largest county, the economic driver of the state. If we don't have an educated workforce, we're going to suffer.
Steve Stanger.
Well, Mr. Stream, your last statement sort of scares me, because if you're going to do more of the same of what you've done in Jefferson City to our education system, I'm terrified. For the 5 years that you've been on the Budget Committee and 1 year, 2014, the chair, you failed every year to fully fund public education in Missouri, and it greatly has impacted St. Louis County. In just 2014, you failed to fund it by $600 million. And at the same time, you're giving massive, nearly $1 billion in tax breaks to the wealthiest of Missourians. And those are simple matters of fact, and you admitted that yesterday on the McGraw-Milhaven show. So with respect to standing up for education, and I understand your background in education, but I believe that during your time in the Missouri House, I think you've turned your back on education, and I think you turned your back on St. Louis County. I think you really let down St. Louis County. So when I talk about education in my ad, that's what I'm talking about. And when I talked about a woman's right to choose in my ads, I was exemplifying really a Tea Party agenda, a Tea Party extreme agenda, where we're talking about a woman's right to choose in cases of rape and incest. And I just don't think that those are values that most St. Louis Countyans share, and that's why I brought that up.
Let me follow up on that really quickly. I mean, since you've been – you can go
on,
first.
Mr. Stream wants to respond, then we'll
I just have to respond to that. The statements about education and actually the women's right to choose are completely false and misleading. Under my chairmanship, we have increased funding for public education to the foundation formula by $330 million. Okay, $330 million increase, the largest amount of money we've spent in the history of the state on education. All right, I put additional money for education in the budget in addition to the foundation formula. I put money in for St. Louis County schools, Riverview and Normandy School District, $1 million each for reading teachers. I put money in the budget for math and science tutors. I put money in the budget for preschool. I increased the funding for Head Start. Everything he's asserted is completely false and misleading. I have been an advocate for the children of this state in education, funding-wise and everywhere else.
We've got something going here.
But I would have to once again add, I mean, I understand everything that you're saying, that you have some money in the budget for education. No one's claiming that you don't, but you failed to fund education fully, and at the same time, you're giving tax breaks to millionaires and billionaires, and it was to the tune of $600 million in 2014. So, you know, the facts are the facts.
No, they aren't the facts. Those are not facts. $660 million was not what the unfunded requirement was. We added money to the budget.
I never said 660.
Yes, you just said it.
I said 600.
You just said it. So we have added money for education every single year that I've been in the legislature. Every single year we've added money to education. In the last 2 years, $330 million to the foundation formula and many millions more to programs to help St. Louis County, especially the school districts, that are struggling.
All right. One final comment, then we'll move on.
I'll move on.
All right. Jason Rosenbaum.
I want to just follow up on Joe's question a little bit. You, Councilman Stanger, you've emphasized your proponency of abortion rights, and I'm just wondering if you would actually use your power as county executive to increase access to abortions, either by allowing the health department clinics to perform abortions or opening an abortion clinic in St. Louis County.
We really don't. Well, we don't have that currently, and that's not something that we would be moving forward to. What I'm pointing out is really an extreme record, and that was the purpose of those things in my ad.
Yep. Go ahead.
There's no question that I am pro-life. I have always been pro-life. I stand by that. I think a child who is unborn needs to live, given a chance. Now, Mr. Stanger, when he ran in South County, was pro-life. He's running countywide now. He's pro-choice. Which is it? I say the same on any issue wherever I talk. Whichever part of the county I'm in, I say the same thing. Whichever part of the state, I'm consistent. I have integrity. I say the same thing. I believe the same thing. I don't change my message depending on which election I'm in or which part of the county I'm speaking in. We don't need people running our government who are inconsistent like that, who change positions and flip-flop like fish on sidewalks. We don't need that.
You have a free rebuttal coming, Mr. Stanger.
Sure. You know, and I guess what I would say is that in the past, when I had personal views about being pro-life, or I can tell you that at no time did I ever believe that a woman's right to choose should be infringed upon in extreme cases of rape and incest. I just don't think that the legislature has any place in doing that, nor have I ever.
And we didn't.
And by the way, it's not an issue that we vote on in St. Louis County government.
Right. True enough. Joe, did you have another question here?
Yes. Okay. Both of you have been promising a lot in your ads and in your speeches about top-down audits of St. Louis County government. But beyond that, what is your vision for St. Louis County and how it should be run? And I'll start with, Representative Stream.
Thanks, Joe. Well, I said at the very beginning of my opening statement, jobs, education, competent, honest, professional government. I mean, those are the three issues that I think are most important to me and to turn this county around and to get people back to work and good education for all of our students and put in place a government that basically works for the people and for the businesses of St. Louis County. That's what we've done. In the Missouri legislature, looking at waste, fraud, and abuse, we have gone into the budget and found millions and millions of dollars that we have found that has been wasted, and we've moved it to programs that will help the most vulnerable citizens in our state. And that's the way I would look at the budget of St. Louis County. I will look for places where we can save money, either return the money to the taxpayers or use it for programs that will help the most vulnerable citizens in our county. This is what I did as state budget chairman. I looked for places where we could put money to help the developmentally disabled, the mentally ill, the women who've been sexually assaulted and battered. We put money into programs like that. That's what I'll be doing as county executive.
Steve Stenger.
I think that a primary focus of a county government run by me would be economic development. I've talked a little bit about that, and I think that is thoughtful economic development for all areas of the county. And I think especially in light of the events surrounding Ferguson, I think that economic opportunity is absolutely paramount, and that would take a very, very high place in my government. I talked about conducting an audit, and the same entity that would conduct that audit will also be reviewing our processes and nearly everything that we do in St. Louis County. And what we want to do is use the results of that audit to streamline our processes, to streamline permits, to streamline and make efficient delivery of services. And those will be the priorities in an administration run by me.
Okay, we're getting close to the time where we're going to be having you summarize what you've been talking about, what your platform's on. Very quick question here for each of you, and I'll start with Steve Stenger on this. We talked about the gun issue a moment ago. We have a question from the audience from Jim. Your position on armed teachers and school personnel in St. Louis County.
I don't believe that that's appropriate. I think that we should, you know, as part of funding education in St. Louis County and in our state, I think that we can have money for adequate security, and we don't need to take that drastic step of arming teachers.
And Rick Stream, your response?
Well, the current law is that teachers can be armed anyway. It's a matter of each individual school district making that decision. Most do not, of course. In the rural areas, some do. But in you can hire police, you can hire security forces, you can actually arm teachers. What the legislation that we passed was to make sure that if they decided to do that, that they had the proper training when the teachers were armed. Again, it's a local decision. The school districts decided. Most do not want that. But we gave the school districts the option, and it provided better training in cases of active shooter engagements.
We're going to have to leave it at that because it's time for our summation now. We'll begin that process, and we'll start this with this time with Steve Stenger. Go ahead. 90 seconds.
Well, I think that, as I said in my opening statement, St. Louis County is at a crossroads, and a decision has to be made in November. And there are sharp contrast between the two of us. And no matter how many times that he wants to deny it, he did vote for the nullification of federal gun laws, which makes St. Louis County a much less safe place. He voted to criminalize enforcement of federal gun laws, which means that prosecutors in Missouri who would prosecute gun cases would be committing a crime, which makes it easier for people who we would not want to possess weapons, like felons and criminals, to purchase and carry those firearms in our St. Louis County. He voted to not expand Medicaid. And if we look at the economic impact of what that does to St. Louis County, turning down that federal money turned billions of dollars away from our state, hundreds of millions of dollars in tax revenue, and in St. Louis County alone, 4,500 jobs were lost, $2.3 billion in wages, not to mention, and the most important, 30,000 St. Louis Countyans left without health insurance. And I just don't believe, as a core principle of mine, is it's just not leaving people behind. If we're going to move forward in St. Louis County, this is an excellent example of where we can all move forward together, not leaving anyone behind, certainly not leaving our working people and our poor behind. And we can all actually benefit together.
Good. You know? We'll leave it at that. Okay. Go ahead, Mr. Stream.
Well, thank you again for being here, and thank you for Public Radio for having this. You've heard a lot of false accusations and misleading information from my opponent here. This election is a historic one because we're at a definite place where we can move forward with a new person who's not connected to county government, who's got 42 years of leadership and management experience working in all levels of government, federal, state, and local government, who's managed people, managed budgets, or you can stay with the same person who's been here for 6 years and talks about all these things, but he's done nothing for 6 years to to move that agenda that he's talking about now forward. He didn't complain when people were being hired or all the corruption that was going on in the health department. He didn't make any changes, no recommendations whatsoever. You've got a clear choice here. St. Louis County can move forward in the eyes of the nation and the world with a new person who's got a clear vision on how to create jobs, improve education, and manage the government better, or you can stay with the same old person who's been there and done nothing about it. I'm supported by many people in the African-American community, elected leaders, and they're supporting me for a clear reason. They trust me.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. Our time is up. I want to thank you for being with us. Rick Stream and Steve Stenger, good luck to both of you on November 4th. Thank you so much. We'll be hearing much more in the weeks ahead. Thanks, too, to the audience. Thank you all. Thank you all for being so respectful to our candidates and to this process. And special thanks, too, to the University of Missouri, St. Louis Chancellor John Tom George, and the staff of the Tuhila Performing Arts Center for their assistance in today's program. This is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Again, thanks for listening. I'm Don Marsh.